Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
This is the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio, with your host DJ Smellgood, an international host.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
We're live from the Chevrolet dealer in Tampa, Florida. This is the official Shade Tree Mechanics edition of the show. Down here live at, what is this firm in Chevrolet? Shout out to Pedro Pete Coley. Chevrolet Sultan down here. Y'all hit him up at firmandchevy.com. 9751 Adam Drive. 813-787-2014.
Yeah, it's a transmission line. Both of them
transmission line. Yeah, but both of them plug into the front though. Both of these lines plug into the front. Is that you got the lower? Yeah, that's it. See how they both go in there like that? That's this one. Yeah. Into the radiator. Yes, it's the rubber hose and then the connectors are steel into the rods and it's got steel connectors that. Yes, not all steel. Wow. Yeah, but that's showing.
Yeah, it started in the Navy with a letter.
Calling back. The registration's in the glove box.
Oh, well, yeah. You ain't banging about that. Why ain't you tell me that? Yeah. Blind man looking all through the windshield. It's DJ Party Time, people. We live. Y'all hearing them live at the Furman Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Look out for the old Caprice Classic. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Evelyn Angel. Might be out there listening to them group of Bones, Cyanide, everybody. That might be
missing. Hey, you know what I mean, right?
Let's listen to that. Let's listen to that.
Read the number off of registration in the glove box.
Spot smarter, people. When you're ever looking for the VIN number, make sure you always look in the glove compartment on your registration because it's there, live, and in person.
Yeah, it should be the only thing left in there besides insurance. That's it.
Why didn't you be on your insurance card?
If you want an insurance card on the registration, either way, you can pick it up. You have to be your ID number on there.
Guys, have a happy holiday.
Huh? I don't remember last night. You can either get it off the insurance card, or you can get it off the registration.
Do 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 do
VIN number.
German.
Yeah. Well, read it to me. You didn't give it to me.
Here we go again.
You said B N B B N another N?
I just use names. Ben, Nancy, Charles, because good luck. Y'all messing the code up. Y'all messing the code up. Morris is mad at y'all right now for messing this code up. You know what I'm saying?
Speak clearly. Hold on now. From my W-4, is that after my 4?
You want to call from this phone? Your phone might not be.
2 hours.
That might be what it's supposed to be, 2 hours. Mm-hmm. He talking some of his PR and damn 2 hours.
Well, that ain't matching with the other one.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He told me something totally different. He said PR. Let's see.
No. I'm fine with that. I'm just waiting for him to run that VIN number to make sure the cables are right, because each cable is for a different car.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you gave PR, and that's what throwed everything out.
Yeah, it's an RR. Okay.
No, it's in the...
Yeah, it's a lower.
Yeah,
it's the
seatbelt tool. 100158.
I kept looking at the diagram. I said, this don't look like my diagram.
Yeah, I'm looking because it's from the top. That look like the heater core or something.
That thing's so small, that radiator took out the whole truck.
But see, this look more like it.
Yeah, but I don't have this.
Yeah, you don't have it. Well, yours ain't steel.
The reservoir, yeah.
Yours ain't steel, yeah.
No, these were metal for a different year. Mine's a rubber to metal.
No, metal to rubber. And the ends of yours.
Either way, this one ain't right.
Yeah. Yours look like these here, but then the position of that hose is wrong. Not in the chain. Trying to hold back. Smoked so long. Read up some Chevy information since we're going to be here for a little while. For your Chevy Silverado, can you get Chevy Camaro accessories? You have a Chevy Camaro out there. Coupe has a Charger, and we're not a Dodge. All right, and we're going back in.
I hope these were cheaper than that.
That damn 2 cords, $75.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all got.
It's not a cord, it's a whole line. You talking about the line is going to run from the front, from the back of your transmission to the front. That's that thing probably about this long. You know how long the car is. That's a long cable. That's a long transmission.
And you know, really didn't have to go through all that. That damn screw would have just took his ass off. And then radio. And no, he ain't want to come off.
So I'm confused.
Then we have the disagreement.
Reggie.
Uh-oh. Da-da-da. Let him know now, you're going to cry. Well, good check on you, though, because if not, we damn sure you would have been extra pissed because you would have came in tomorrow, had the wrong part,
and then had to come all the way back.
And come back, yeah.
Yeah,
and then wait another day to get the right. So, you know your car, you know, right? Yeah.
Hey,
you
already don't change everything just about it.
Know your car.
I said, look at the bright side. They talking to us, but that'd be easy. How to work on the alternators up top, the water pumps in the front. Everything is right where you can get to it.
What you could do is,
because
I'm on these services,
you can climb inside.
I'm not busy.
Just remember those relay fans. Come on in anytime. Climb in at your own risk.
Now plug it.
That's why I asked them. I said, right, you unplug the fans. You know they come on their own.
No, they don't big fans like that no more.
I know the best running cars in the world because they don't store heat.
Sound like a salesman, man. You know what I'm saying? Like it works for Chevy or something. You know? Can't sell. Tell me this fit in. I want to put this on my Toyota.
You Toyota what? Your RAV3?
No, a car.
RAV 2.5?
Do it like that over Polk County. Right around truck balls on the on their cars.
Step out from the front end to the back. Neon,
you do not require truck steps. Was it the same price? It's the same price, though, ain't it? The line?
Wow.
Okay, we run into a little snag here. I'm gonna walk outside. I talk to myself and look stupid. People won't wonder what's going on. They probably think I'm just on the phone. But we out here live at the damn Furman dealership in Tampa, Florida. And we're in a hat in DJ Party Time. Mr. Superminded Professor. He's we went to go take the radiator out. I got to get a new radiator. Taking the radiator out, he had to shut up there and cut the transmission line. He had to cut the lower transmission line. The one that I took off, Mr. Smart Guy, Superminded Professor, decides to go ahead and grab it first and start to get the cutting. So when we started to look down, we see him cutting the line that I took off. Not the line that we couldn't get off, the line that I took off. So, yeah, now we're down here at the dealership. Instead of having to order one cord, we got to order two. You know, then two holes, you know, on the lower and the bottom. And then what happened is we pre-ordered the cord and paid for it, but then it's the wrong damn VIN number given by Mr. I. And y'all heard it live, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. We got the new parts and they get ordered, but it ain't going to come in until Friday. So we'll have to sit up here and wait, you know what I'm saying, and just take the radiator. And take that down to the little place, you know what I'm saying? We're hitting Allen's. Allen's barely used auto parts after this film. And then we're going to go out there and see what it do, you know what I'm saying? We can't get this thing right. We got a little boy in there, so I had to step out real quick, you know what I'm saying? And today is Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? In the building with your host. Kind of smells so good. I'm flying out in the world right now. You're live in Tampa, Florida, 813. And, yeah, we down here just trying to get it fixed, man. Trying to get it fixed. Trying to help a soldier out. Trying to help a soldier out. Going down. We go back in. Y'all might hear some silence. They ain't got the good elevator music that we normally hear. You know what I'm saying? You're getting all the parts placed and you hear the little do-do-do-do-do-do. None of that shit around here. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go back and check it out real quick. Live, right here. Weekday, Wednesday. Of course, we ain't smoking right now. Yeah. There's a cup. Hold back this good reefer smoke so long. And if you wanna smoke, baby, come on. Smoke, come on. Shout out to the ridiculous TVs that started to get created. I went to the Best Buy and you mother got a now 55-inch TV. That's crazy. And I'm looking at it on the wall. Crazy. But then it ain't really 55 inches. You get like probably a 30-inch screen. The actual screen, that's a 55-inch TV. But you don't get that big screen like that. So you're not really getting a good deal. But yeah. Hey, that's frontal customer. Here's the boo boo that they give you. That'll work. Save some bucks. $64, save $10. 11 bucks.
That car's on the lake.
Saying 11 bucks.
They owe me 11 bucks.
Original one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Steak and Shake got Visa card. Check Steak and Shake out.
Steak and Shake got medical dental, like,
I ain't letting Caesar give me the whole commercial. I ain't trying to go to work. 10:54, almost $11. It's balling. I need that $11 for gas, too.
Can I borrow the keys? I'm going to pull it.
Okay. Uh-oh, that's you to that 2 to 3 day waiting period that you got to wait on your money.
What's that?
It don't take them that long to get it.
Oh, see your check. Yeah. I do that for damn.
It don't take them that long to get it.
Battery plus. But that was nice getting a little $42 in the mail. You know what I'm saying? It's like an early, late Christmas present. You know, you ain't getting nothing. Ooh, $4. Thank you. $10? Might have needed that $10. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't going to tell you what you might have needed it for. Hell, I'm just saying. You might have needed that $10 to get your mind right, you know?
Answer that credit.
Oops, no,
answer that credit.
W.F. Freeman laid the cornerstone when he built Tampa's first gasoline auto and opened Tampa's first new car dealership. That's right. Drive right in, browse leisurely among dozens of factory fresh 1961 dazzling rockets, including the season's sensational new compact, the F-85. Shout out to W.F. Furman. Yeah.
Do
taking money, more money out the car. They're taking more money out the car. Uh-oh. Yeah, I took $400 off the car. Uh-oh. I ain't have nothing but $40. Yeah, took it off. Just think about them cars. Think about them cars, people. Cars can be a dangerous thing. Alright. This is the most entertaining show of the week. Right here live at the Furman dealership. With your car salesman, L. Smell Soul Woodall. Just listen in.
And then crediting
the amount that you got to pay for.
Sorry.
So she was credited to $75.46 all over again.
Does that really make it better? People ask themselves that often. Oh.
returned on the 64 that you just signed.
I haven't been getting the holes with so different.
Now, I'll do the refund of the 10 to the 4. So, but I want, how am I going to? We could pay the parcel. Right. So that I can refund it. Yeah, I shouldn't have charged the 6. Back at room. Now.
I said, well, it is this simple to just do the 75 on the refund and then recharge for the 64.
No, that's what I was about the first time. But I just said, okay, I'll refund the 75 and then I'll recharge the 64. Something like that.
Yeah.
That
would have
been quicker.
That's a whole lot of refunds.
We ain't seen nothing.
No.
Just in time for January. You get,
how about all this last week?
You can get 3 checks. We got the chrome mirror caps for Leanna Lynch, Silverado, and Suburban Tile. They also have the chrome fuel door. If you guys want to chrome on out, come on down to the Herman dealership where they can save up to $35 on your next service. Yeah. Do 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 do. People were not getting our taxes done. Country Chinese dude, I've seen it all.
Bye.
Kicking me out already.
And there we go. 1 hour later, we're leaving the building. No product, half of our common sense, but hey, we're doing pretty good. Free cup of coffee. Oh yeah, espresso. French vanilla. Yeah, espresso, that's what you want. Shout out to Furman.
Man, you know. Free. I got them hot chocolate coffee, $75.
Well, Well, my friend, we're going to get the, let's go for the hot chocolate. No, we're going to go on the cafe mocha. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good there.
So, how you say,
All right, can we get some free coffee here? Y'all got to bear with me. We're heading back to the house. Look at my smile. My long pops. hot. They got pops in there all hot, about to burn up in the little car and shit. And the old mobile at the Chevy. All right, now I got to let the window down because this motherfucking hot ass coffee. Right. In the world. Fucking shit all of
it. All I came in was two goddamn tables. Been in this bitch for 45 minutes. And the first one in line.
The only one in line. I mean, y'all motherfuckers ain't got a customer. We been in the motherfucker. God damn. And you trying to sell me a goddamn car. Might have gave some good advice. Goddamn service is nice. Damn. I said, old boy gave us some good advice, but the damn service damn sure ain't nice.
Hey, he said, you ain't got nothing to do with that. He's never been a call. I ain't been a call.
Damn.
You deal with me, you get the old call. You deal with me, you get me.
Damn.
I was like, damn, I did call. I said, man, all you got to do is just credit $10. That was it. I said, just pay $10 for the call. He said, no, I got to do it. I said, you didn't have to do all that.
Boy and all that. Yeah, what the fuck is the part of a debit and credit? You can just recredit the shit.
Okay, I said, if you just credit it, okay, it took me probably a day to get it back. Okay, I can do debit. Damn. Don't be debiting in the putting all my shit on hold. What you mean, bitch? I'm broke. Gotta wait to win.
Text to my watch room.
Man.
Come into H&R Block with your tax information and you can get up to $9,999 and pay nothing out of pocket.
And now here to Allen. People, we are still live. If y'all wondering what the hell is going on, this is just a super duper live show today straight out of Tampa, Florida. Live with DJ Part of Time, DJ Smells Good. We riding around trying to get these damn parts for this car.
Don't go to Chevrolet if you're in a hurry.
Yeah. There you are. Goddamn Toyota. There you go.
There we go. I finally did it. I did it.
You know,
yay.
I put success in your past. See, that's why I be doing these type of things, people. See,
I broke in.
I go out on a limb, and I see you going to step up to the plate. I do it on purpose. It's not a test. Well, I mean, yeah, it is a test. There you go. Right. Yeah. Not alive. You know what I'm saying? Next season, Miss Evelyn, she ain't got it all down yet. Yeah, hey, the transporter beam, that's what you got to learn, babe. Transporter beam is 1A, I think, or 1C. It's in the 1. Everything is in chronological. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to put my dick in the mashed potatoes, girl. I'm going to put my dick in the mashed potatoes. Yeah. Evan Angel, what's up, baby?
I'm here. I made it.
What you know? How long you been on the show?
From the get-go.
Huh?
From the beginning. But I misplaced where I put your the password, you know. It's been a while, and I've just found it and logged in. I couldn't figure out how to do it.
I'm trying to walk you through it. I figured the best course is the crash course. Throw your ass in the pool, and you'll learn it.
It is a good day to die.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can tell by the way she lifts her lips.
Got some music playing.
She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready for me
already, baby. Come on now.
I already see how season three is going to start out, boy. Going down for you. But this officially marks your co-host for season three, Miss Heaven Angel. Going down. Go ahead, step the game up.
Fix your phone.
Yeah, she out of Washington. So we got Seattle, Washington.
Hey, that's
what
the girl is.
I was holding down.
Nice day, too. Here, I got something.
Hey, what it do, man? It's your homeboy from the West Coast all the way out here in California, man. I'm flying through, man, with the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. Six figures in the building, man. Smelly, I see you, man. Beam me up right now, man. I'm trying to come. You understand that? Yee!
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Are you ready to be beamed up on one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host Sayonai from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smelly Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Pretty good coffee, mocha, and hot chocolate. Pretty good. Thank you for those promos. You'll learn. You'll get addicted one of these days, just as I am. There we go, premium. We go premium Friday, people.
He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats the lady with respect. Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20 in her pants at the Crazy Cut. Tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cut, where the ladies are beautiful and so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake frig herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
No lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah, the Crazy Cock Strip Clubs. You can find them two locations, one on the west and one on the east, at 1290 6th Street, downtown San Jose, 95111. Or you could go to the East Coast and find them at 810 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10019.
Alright. There you go, brother. Knock yourself out. All right, we live at Allen's Allen's Used Auto Parts and Cars. And we out here trying to get a radiator for DJ Party Time to come. We've been through some things today. We've been all around the world. And we still here, so I'm going ahead and trying to take this radiator back and see if we can get another one. It's going down real big. Y'all get to hear it live and in person. All right, here we go. No, you didn't worry about it. You got it.
You got it, huh? Got an espresso at the dealership?
Yeah, well, no, I got a cafe mocha with a hot chocolate twist or some shit like that. I don't know.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah. Well, it was freezing. I was trying everything. You know, you go to 7-Eleven and just put all kind of soda in there and everything. Yeah.
No. Did you get some whipped cream, too?
There's two more.
No whipped cream?
Timmy! Is that something you can add?
I was letting Timmy.
Is that an additive?
Yeah, what you would do, you have to have the lines. You got a little thing in your oil filter screws on.
Mm-hmm.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan Mind Probe.
You remove that, I turn it on, put the lines on there, and it hooks back to the radiator, and it helps clean the
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like.
But
don't be chicken.
So you got to close up the line.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like. While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Oh, and just extend the tube. Yeah.
It's not a high pressure line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got something else for you. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, think about that.
Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Yeah, he done bought it, man.
I'm two-legged deer. Titties and beer. Thank God I ain't queer. Titties and beer. There's one thing Daddy likes, and that's titties and beer.
Hey, that'll be
a little titties and beer. Great big titties in my beer.
Well.
God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
But you cut both lines, though. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, people, if you ever again cut your transmission lines. Yeah, they kept stripping out. Yeah. There you go. Play around with it, girl. Go ahead and play with it, girl. Play with it. You know what I'm saying? Do that thing, girl. Play with it.
Oh,
yeah. We're live from Allen. Used all the parts. Specialized.
I got hold of it.
It's gonna be a wild season, 31.
Yeah, baby, come on.
Coming up,
that's,
you know what I'm saying? Bringing y'all new live stunts, new live everything. Coming up, season 3. We're gonna be.
Still writing down all the folks.
Oh, the Facebook friends.
All the listeners on your for your on Block Talk Radio. Can't get all the podcasts as well.
Get all 20,000 of them, girl. I'll see you next year.
This time on the grind.
What'd you say? On the grind.
Hell of a flow. Hell of a glow. Rocking the stages, I'm knocking the case, big gorilla, you blow. And hell in the drought. I'm telling you, yo. Flipping, you flipping with the rope, I'm lipping, I'm telling you how. I'm out of my mind. I'm out of your rhyme. Your data, I travel the data, it's not picking out of your time. Damn it, I shine. Damn it, the eye. Probably it was the prophecy, I was so probably mine. I'm out.
My God. I'm out.
My God.
I'm out.
My God.
I'm out.
My God.
Prophecies that are evident and true. take these papers.
Come on, old MC Hammer.
know what I'm saying? He still got the old Adidas outfits and Chuck Taylor. Man, they still rocking that?
He didn't get the memo. All
right. Shout out to the old man in the black Pumba outfit. And the damn Puma outfit and shit. You know what I'm saying? With some Adidas, some Chuck Taylors on. Shout out to him. Yeah, but we've been riding around all day, man, dealing with the damn so-called professionals at motherfucking Furman. You know what I'm saying? Unshots out to them, because, damn. I mean, it took 1 hour to get a $10 refund. And that
it took four people to help me order my shit.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Matter of fact, it did, because the dude needed help on his order, and then the cashier needed help on getting the goddamn order back out. Oh, people, I'm telling you, people, you know, just because they're a dealership don't mean they goddamn know what they're doing, you know? Just because a person put a fucking suit and tie on don't mean he goddamn professional. Look at me. Oh.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, you got to learn them, girl. You learn them. Yeah, play with it, girl. Let it dangle. I mean, play with it. Oh, shit. I need to stop playing with it, but we need to get it. Okay? I'm right here playing with it. We need to get it like a mother.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone's darkness is ready!
That's what we're about to see. That is my last $2 goes into the gas tank to get me some gas, too.
You've gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch. You sound like a gay.
All right, we'll put the emergency $5 back up. I don't know if it's safe. Why they say it ain't smart to talk on the phone and pump gas at the same time? We need to look. That's gonna.
Captain, I suggest Vulcan Mind Probe.
That's gonna be a topic for one of these shows. You know what I'm saying? Why not? Why you can't pump gas and talk on the phone at the same time? Emmeline, did they tell y'all do that?
Yeah.
Not talk on the phone?
And not talk
and
on the phone?
Yeah. Don't talk on the phone while you pumping gas.
Yeah, I heard of that. You're not supposed to get static electricity. I don't know.
With the phone?
Yeah, there's energy there, I guess.
Just like the airplane. I tell you, don't talk on the phone.
Or use electrical
on the airplane.
Equipment, but I do. I've left my camera running while we're landing.
That's why I was about to land erroneously. You know what I'm saying?
You can watch it on Facebook. Look at my videos. You'll see us landing. I got the videotape rolling.
Yeah.
If I could have talked on the phone, I would have talked on the phone, too.
The phone instantly plummeted and shit. Look around, heaven angels. Oh, look here, they was wondering what the fuck
it
was.
It is a good day
on.
To die.
Yeah, I guess that's how they was feeling. Goddamn, heaven angels. They ain't know you was heaven angels, and that's why they made it through.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips. That she really wants to take a hit of this.
They get all the way to the house. All right, go get me some clams. Take this shit off. Cancel all that shit.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, how long is it going to take me to get my shit?
I'll
be
my chest was supposed to grow.
Oh, no.
My cleavage wasn't right, though. My boobies, boobies, my breasts are completely full. And now my sweater's tight, got surgery I pay for these. I look 32. I'm just a child. I am a crime. Make my boobies one more size. Oh, baby.
Oh, boobie, boobie.
Oh. The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
All new.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
We got all new sound bites, clips, new songs. We got new everything coming. Season 3, people. Coming. New shit coming. Got the show schedule going to be officially made up, you know what I'm saying? So everybody will know every day what's going down, you know what I'm saying, officially. You know, that's what I mean by, you know, just stepping up to a professional level of it. Just, you know, making it, giving it that more radio appeal, you know what I'm saying? So everybody understand every day so you can pick and choose if you want, you know, what show you might like, you know what I'm saying? But you'll know, you know what I'm saying, every Monday is My Health, Your Health Monday. Every Friday, you know, feature in the artist Friday. Tuesday, we're still working on. Wednesday stays Wednesday. And Thursday is Too Much Music Thursday. You know what I'm saying? That's where we just, you know, smash the airways with new music. So that's what's coming up, people. But you're going to be able to see that all on the websites and all that kind of good shit.
And, hey, what it do, man? It's your homeboy from the West Coast, all the way out here in California, man. I'm flying through, man, with the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. Six figures in the building, man. Smelly.
Yeah, you know, it's other shout outs on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, you got to go to.
Don't forget to check out Renegade Radio. Now over 20,000 listeners. Live, blogtalkradio.com/WDE Radio. Live on air 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Check us out, going down with host, Captain Smell So Good, International Solo. Right now. All the way from the Netherlands, holding it down worldwide. Make sure you call 347-237-5125 to end the show live on your cell phone. Yeah, check us out.
Leave me a boy. Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be teamed up with one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell So Good and international co-host Saya Knight from the Netherlands Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smelly Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Are you home yet, Captain?
No, we like a few minutes out.
You ain't landed yet on the Starship Smelly Prize.
Yeah, I wonder how much they. I didn't check on the damn camera charge and shit, but I ain't got my damn camera on. Yeah, we still out and about in the streets of Tampa, Florida. Florida. About to get back home, you know what I'm saying, and roll one up in celebration of getting damn out the fuck from damn Furman. Cause shit, we're the only one in line.
I know, 45 minutes away from
it.
Got him on the
seat. Well, yeah, we were a little late there, but see, you was late on the 10th. See, you were supposed to start the show. Regardless if I'm there or not. Job.
Fine, man. I got in.
Job.
I'm here.
Job, people.
Now that I got the power, boy, watch out.
We'll go premium, and I started sending you them $5 royalty checks a month. You know, money going to be rolling in.
Yeah,
in the express. Express. Shout out to go out to Bexley Soul Fried Chicken, you know what I'm saying, the restaurant in the hood. Here, get your fat ass out the goddamn room. Sorry, people. Make sure if it's cold in your parts that you cover up your plants out there, people. It's going to be a cold one. Definitely out here in Tampa, Florida. But then as soon as I say that, then we get 50 fucking degree weather the rest of the week.
No nutty news today, people.
Hey, the nutty news of the day is... Party time cut the wrong cord. There you go. Nutty news. And we're back.
Got 8 minutes.
Yeah. 8 minutes. 8 minutes. And y'all, go ahead and run nutty news. You local. You got what you got going on around here? What you got going on in Seattle? What's the news around town?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
They only have rubber radiators left, so.
What?
Yeah. We got an all rubber radiator. They said they got tired of people. Yeah, they got tired of people stealing aluminum and taking people radiators out their car at the grocery store for the aluminum. So now all radiators now are all rubber. They're made of a super high temperature rubber. Yeah, there you go. We have the all new patented radiators made of all rubber. No alloy. Because you guys want to steal all the radiators out of people's cars, we're going ahead and giving you something new. The all new rubber radiator brought to you part by, I don't know who in the hell could take us on commercial like this, but we did, Incorporation. There you go. 1995.
Look at that, Santa Claus.
And if you call now, we'll leave it.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Yeah. Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Yeah, y'all gonna hear my voiceover voice coming in next season, because I got to start doing voiceover ads for the artists' new songs and stuff. So, you know, when it comes out, you're gonna be hearing, you know. We're gonna have it in Spanish and English, you know what I'm saying? So I got to have my homeboy translate it. He gonna be on the side. You know how the dude be on side doing doing the sign language.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have my homeboy on the side doing the Spanish. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be doing the Spanish in the Spanish voiceover language though. You know what I'm saying? So
when you hear like drink it in, it always goes down smooth.
Yeah. So when you hear it's like. Y'all do. John New hit single, I'm That Bitch. And then you're going to be like,
I'm That Bitch.
No, man. Goddamn, man. You motherfucking bitches listen to that, Kevin. You got to say it in the professional voiceover voice, but in Spanish. See, this is how, you know, you got to say it in English, and then you come back with the Spanish. See, we got a bilingual commercial going on, you know what I'm saying? So. There you go. There
yeah,
you
that's
go.
Not working.
Ja New. New hit single, I'm That Bitch.
Soy tu puta. Soy tu puta.
Oh, my God. That's my good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All
right.
Yeah, that's how we doing in Reno.
I'm that
bee. Yeah, I'm that bee. Yeah, I'm that bee.
on that beat. I got good pussy on that beat. I make that money on that beat. I don't take shit on that beat.
Philo, I'm giving out government name and shit. But he sent me some tracks, so I got some old music.
Oh, you talking about Mellow Kane?
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Mellow Kane.
Mellow Kane, okay, yeah, yeah. There you go. You finally got him?
Yeah, so he sent me some tracks. He emailed me like 4 more tracks, so I'm going to have them uploaded for tomorrow, people. You know what I'm saying? Got new music. Y'all come through. It's going to be hot. Playing this thing back to back to back.
You know what I'm saying? I want to experiment, too. That's why I want you on the switch, because I want to see, you know what I'm saying, we can keep the music just, you know what I'm saying, just running and pumping. Bang. Play your hits and play my hits. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come through. Going down. Like, get Goofy on there. He play his hits, and we running. He's got the whole switch on fire. Just,
out of control. You can't have too many captains now.
We all captains of our own destiny, baby. You know what I'm saying? Captains of our own destiny.
You know it.
But hey, I'm always willing to share the ship. You know what I'm saying? Always willing to share the ship. Going down. Oh, let me tell you this one. Oh. Can't touch this. Wait a minute, don't these come out? Just that. Start here. Huh? Oh, okay.
Man. What is a gentleman? He is kind, provided
yeah,
stand
that.
By his word.
No,
he is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy cut. Oh, tonight and every night your luck is in town at the crazy cut, where the ladies are beautiful and so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo! Right. It is! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
No lady likes to be treated.
Only at the crazy cock.
It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah. The crazy cock. Shout out to the new Coco's Lounge sign that I'll be having posted up pretty soon so everybody can get a good chuckle on it. And have you seen the new Coco sign that they painted on? they don't put a piece of board or something up over where the light sign at. They don't paint it Coco's on that bit. That shit looks straight hood. I'm so not a hood. Because that shit is not hood. Oh, yeah, go on. That's crazy. Yeah, we out here doing the Shade Tree Mechanic special, man. Working on this damn. Sometimes you just got to do it. Sometimes you just got to do it yourself. This job right here probably would have ran about $100 in the motherfucking, probably about $150 because they would have talked about flushing the radiator, putting it, you know what I'm saying? Basically, that's a radiator flush. So they would have charged you. So they would. No, I'm saying all right, the shop.
Oh.
So they would have charged you for the radiator flush and fill, plus for the putting the radiator. So they're running about $150 at the shop.
Pretty much about the same.
Yeah.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
And this only costs you $12. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
Minus 2.
Oh, my God. Damn.
God damn it. What the hell am I looking for? What other bowl at?
Sorry.
Yeah.
You on the game?
I gave you both over there. What them want to do? It's a short one to go here, though, eh? No, underneath that. Yeah, it goes a little short.
Where's the other short one?
It'll be
over there. The other short
one over there. I don't know. Oh. Where all these motherfuckers come from? These extra parts?
No,
should be scored for a pair.
Extra points.
No, we don't want more extras.
All right, that's four screws. Where the... Oh, okay.
Bam! I found it, bitches.
Oh, that was a good drum roll. That led up to my findings.
It's me, bitches.
That led up to my findings of this hill. Part.
Oh, groovy, baby.
I just pulled a party time. Hey, I just pulled a party time. We're going to have a new name for you, party time. It's called the party time. We got the new goddamn... Got the fucking black artist students and shit. 2010. They smoke weed. They drink alcohol. Damn. They make all kind of blunders. Look out for that. You gonna watch that, Miss Evelyn? Black three students.
What was the last part?
You got the black three students coming.
Oh, the black three students.
Yeah. I'm motherfucker here.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch. You sound like a gay.
Got a comment for y'all people. The black three, well, the three stooges. Harry, Jamal, and Pablo.
Harry, Jamal, and Pablo. Pablo.
In the water. Oh, the old nigga Juan and shit. Juan and Jamal, like, that's a black name and shit. Juan Jamal, or let me see, white folks is what? Brian? Or, no.
Brandon.
Tom. No, Brandon. Tom. Mexican Brandon. Name, Felipe. You always know a Mexican name, Felipe. Let's see. Spanish people is Juan, yeah. Spanish name is Juan. Or Jose. Jose! How about Jose? Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, people, we are semi-racist. But it's all good.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
Semi-racism only occurs in America. The other parts of the world just call it pure hatred. They don't disguise it. Bam! You see what I just did? See, you ain't even know that I was loose like that. If it wasn't for me, it wouldn't have did nothing, but I'm just saying. I was here.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Oh, you got to fill it through here?
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We giving special shouts out to my boy J. Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shouts out to the Solo Boys, IOD New Stash Hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Boy, DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good. We'll be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. We'll be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you. I see you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is. Holding it down. Jook City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. All that support. We out of here.
Yes,
yeah,
boy, DJ Smell So Good. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Text 38909, that's Wild 94.1, and report Nick Brown News, new hit single, I'm Max Beers, representative group.
No, there was a whole generation.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.